Rick Friday has been drawing editorial cartoons for Farm News for more than two decades, and that was until, though, last week when a cartoon he made criticizing Monsanto, DuPont Pioneer, and John Deere cost him his job. Rick Friday joins us for the rest of the hour, along with political cartoonist Brian Duffy, who's been, we all know, drawing cartoons in Iowa we've been enjoying for more than three decades. Rick Friday, Brian Duffy, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Ben.
We want to mention right from the outset, we contacted Farm News on Friday. The publication's editor declined to comment on the firing and said they could not join us today. Rick, I have the cartoon right in front of us. So why don't you describe what I'm seeing?
Well, you're seeing what's probably the norm in Iowa, two farmers discussing what they do for a living. One farmer just made a statement, and another farmer commented on that statement.
Right. One farmer says, one farmer says, I wish there was more profit in farming. And the other one says, there is. In the year 2015, the CEOs of Monsanto, DuPont Pioneer, and John Deere combined made more than 2,129 Iowa farmers. And this was well-researched by you, right?
What I did, basically what I did was I took some information off the Agribusiness Report on the average income of the Iowa farmer and basically Googled the compensation for three CEOs. That's how I come up with the information.
Mm-hmm. So what happened after the publication of this cartoon? How did you find out about your firing?
I received an email from Farm News. Telling me there's no more cartoons. And
did they tie it directly to this cartoon?
Yes.
What did they say?
No, one second. I can. They basically just said that there was an advertiser that was upset with the cartoon, and they no longer needed my cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as you would guess in Farm News, a lot of big ag advertisers in it. So it's not really in doubt why you were fired. Was this cartoon anything out of the ordinary? Did you think you had something provocative or inflammatory here when you, after 21 years of doing this, you put out another cartoon, what you thought was just another cartoon?
Yeah, I thought nothing of it. It's just a normal... Just routine, something I've done for 21 years, and I put the cartoon together and sent it to the editor and heard nothing more until I opened up my email the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a bit shocked at what I read.
So the cartoon made it into the publication?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And this is not just an online publication. This is a paper publication.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brian Duffy, a syndicated editorial cartoonist. You've been drawing cartoons in Iowa for more than three decades that we've certainly enjoyed. What's your reaction when you heard about this case of Rick getting fired for this cartoon? Does it make sense? Are you surprised?
Yeah, I was completely surprised and pretty disappointed in what they had done. The cartoon, in essence, stated something very factual. And that's all it was. So for them to be upset about it, as I understand it, it seemed like a seed dealer in one of the 33 counties that the Farm News goes to was the person business that was upset about it. It wasn't so much Monsanto or anybody else. But the amazing thing to me is the short-sightedness of all of this. If they thought that by canceling his cartoons, this entire subject was going to go away, they were sorely mistaken. You know, all you have to do is go on Google and just punch in some of the basic information about this, and I got 488 hits back. So. You know, this is a story that has gone international.
Right, and the Columbia School of Journalism, the highest thought of the journal in journalism, is onto this as well.
Right, right. They had an essay on it too. I believe it was today or Friday. But there was nothing out of the ordinary on it. The newspaper itself is owned by a pretty large corporation. It's Ogden Newspapers Incorporated. And they're out of West Virginia. They have quite a few papers actually in Iowa, Marshalltown, Fort Dodge, of course, and a few other ones. They also have magazines throughout the nation, too. Some of their magazines, one of them I know is called the Utney Reader. It was out of Minneapolis, and then was moved down to one of their headquarters in Kansas. But they have written pieces extremely critical of Monsanto, and yet there's been nothing done about that.
Mm-hmm. So this is somewhat of an anomaly. That's why it surprises you, perhaps.
Well, not really. It's not really an anomaly. It's I think today people don't really, the news business, especially print, obviously is suffering, and I think that that you're seeing that the wall that used to exist between the news side and editorial side and the business side is gone. Mm-hmm. So if there's somebody that doesn't like something, they can, they can put some pressure on, as they've done here. And in essence, really put a damper on any type of discussion about these subjects.
Should we take any consolation for the type of publication this was? This is farm news. Do we expect an editorial cartoonist or a freelance editorial cartoonist to have full sway in such a publication, Brian?
Well, it's up to the publication. The publication ran the cartoon, so the editor and the publisher had no problem with that cartoon initially. They put it into their publication. Then when somebody complained about it, then they backtracked. And that seems to be what has happened in the recent years, is that something's put out there, there'll be some complaints, and immediately instead of backing the individual that has either written an editorial or drawn an editorial cartoon, they throw the onus on that person and say that, apologize and say we're sorry that we ran that. We won't do it again.
Mm-hmm. Rick Friday, let me ask you this. Is this the first cartoon that you've drawn that was critical of these type of companies, Monsanto, DuPont, and John Deere?
No, I'm not sure it's the first cartoon that was critical, and it's not the first time that the editor had said that we're not going to run this cartoon. But this is the first time that this happened to me, of course, in 21 years.
Mm-hmm. Brian Duffy, you've written so many cartoons, provocative cartoons. Has anything like this happened to you? Did your publication have your back when it did?
Yes. I've never I had heard about an instance when I was working for another publication after the Register, and this was after the fact that somebody didn't agree with one of the advertisers, didn't agree with the cartoon. Told the publisher, and the publisher backed me up and took the loss on the advertising, and the advertising eventually came back. Advertiser eventually came back. And years ago, at the Des Moines Register, whatever the pressure was, it was usually, it was not taken into consideration to the point where they would say, no, we're not going to run that, we're going to apologize. They would 99 times out of 100 back up one of their people, whether it be an editorial writer, cartoonist, or columnist.
Right, but as you just pointed out, we're in a new media environment that was perhaps an older business model where not so much reliance was placed on advertisers placing ads. We had people subscribing to newspapers publications, which is less and less the case today, Brian.
Yeah, that's true. But the thing is, in Rick's case, he has the opportunity to say, well, fine, I could care less about this. He can set up my own website, which is extremely easy nowadays. He can set up, an email list. So he can reach the same people that he was reaching before and not have to worry about, the dictates of either a local editor or publisher or one out of state.
Right.
So things have really changed in that aspect.
Rick Friday, tell us now, are you hearing any feedback? Brian says of several hundred hits when you type in just basic information about Iowa cartoonist losing a job and farm news. What do you see coming? Do you see farm news coming back to you? Any advances in that way?
You know, yes, I do. And I've been approached by a few papers, and I've just asked them to submit a proposal, and I would do that same thing with Farm News. I'm not a bitter individual. I see some things happening, but I know one thing. It's like Brian said, I'm a little bit more motivated. I'm not so focused on just farm-related cartoons right now. It kind of opens up another mindset. Extremely motivated since last Saturday.
Right, and you are a farmer besides being a cartoonist. So that farmer talking, lamenting the low profits of farmers, that could have been you.
In a sense, Ben, if I would have put what most farmers say in this situation, I know for sure it would have been edited.
Okay. It wouldn't have been as pleasant.
That's correct. It's something that I really don't understand, because everyone knows the facts. That's what's so confusing about the situation. Nobody
right.
knows that.
Nobody's disputing what you're saying in that cartoon.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So how much media attention is coming your way? How many calls or emails have you gotten because of this?
Well, I've got a lot of calls. In fact, I've lost about 12 pounds because I spend more time talking on the phone than I do shoving stuff in my mouth. But, it's been a little bit crazy. A lot of it. I can't reply to everyone.
Right.
Because I still farm full time.
Right. Rick Friday, we wish you all the best, freelance editorial cartoonist, and we hope there are plenty of offers, we hope you get it. Maybe this will be an advance, a career advancement in your cartoonist career, Rick.
Well, thank you, Ben. I appreciate that.
All right. Rick Friday with us says he was fired, and undoubtedly it seems so, for drawing an editorial cartoon that bemoaned Iowa's farmers' dwindling profits while CEOs at large agricultural corporations earned millions of dollars. Used to write cartoons at the publication Farm News. Brian Duffy, thank you for your expertise. Great to have you on, syndicated editorial cartoonist. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And coming up tomorrow on this program, we'll talk about cybersecurity with a cybersecurity expert. Also, a story of immigration and displacement in a new memoir. That coming up tomorrow on Tuesday's edition of River to River. River to River is produced by Lindsay Moon, Emily Woodbury, and Claire Roth. Catherine Perkins is our executive producer. River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us.